friends, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. Do you like to travel? Well, then you are going to love our show today. My name is Anna, and I'm ready for some English fun. Our topic today is travel. The title of today's lesson is Train Trips. Train Trips. Peter, have you been on a really long train trip before?
Sure, the longest train trip I took was 10 hours. It was really long, but a lot of fun. Hi friends, my name is Peter, and I'm also ready to have lots of fun with English today.
Great, thank you, Peter. Well, we're ready to have some fun, and we hope you are too. The best way to get ready for the lesson is by reading our Read It. So, you can follow along with Peter right now.
Alex rode the high-speed railway in Taiwan. It goes 300 kilometers per hour. But his favorite train trip is along Taiwan's east coast. He can see mountains and the ocean. Abby doesn't ride trains. They are too slow. She likes to get to her destination quickly. Rob wants to take the train down the west coast next summer. Then he doesn't have to sit in traffic.
Great. Well, thank you, Peter. It's another travel lesson today. Yesterday we learned about Rob's dinner train trip. It was a short trip, but it had a fancy dinner. I think he enjoyed it.
I think so, too. Well, we'll learn more together. Here's Christina with our keywords.
今天的话题都围绕着搭火车旅游。Alex 提到了台湾的高铁 High Speed Railway。High Speed 就是高速，而 Railway 则是铁道或者是铁路系统。Alex 说他最喜欢的火车行程不是搭高铁，他最爱的就是搭东部沿海的火车。形容词 east 就是东部或是东方的。He likes the east side of Taiwan. 如果要说东部海岸的话，就是 the east coast. 名词 coast 就是海岸。He loves to take a train along Taiwan's east coast.在台湾的东海岸不但可以看到海洋，还可以看到山。山就是 mountain. You can see both mountains and the ocean. Rob 觉得他还是比较喜欢搭火车，至少搭火车就不必担心塞车了。他说 I don't have to sit in traffic. 名词 traffic 就是交通，它也可以指道路上流动的车阵或者是车潮。所以 to sit in traffic指的就是遇上塞车或干坐在车阵中。
Rob really enjoyed his dinner train trip.
Yes, he told me about it. The food was really good.
Let's go on a trip sometime.
Sure. Alex, do you like trains?
I do. I rode trains all the time in Taiwan. They're very convenient and fast too.
How fast?
Well, the high-speed railway trains go 300 kilometers per hour.
Wow! That's fast!
Today is our second day talking about train trips. Remember, Rob was going on a train trip yesterday. What kind of train was he going on, friends?
He was going to ride a dinner train. I thought that sounded like a lot of fun. He got to eat food on the train. That's why it's called a dinner train.
Exactly. So, did he like the train trip? Yes, he did. Our lesson says that the food on the train was really good. He told Taylor all about it.
And I think Taylor liked hearing about the trip. Now she and Abby both want to go on a trip sometime. That sounds like fun.
It does. I agree. Well, traveling is always fun. And it's even more fun to travel with a friend. So now we want to ask Alex a question. Does he like trains?
He does. He rode trains all the time in Taiwan. Let's talk about the phrase all the time. If you do something all the time, that means you do it very, very often.
Yeah. Well, what is something that you do all the time? You can tell a friend about it. Peter, what activity do you do all the time?
Well, I teach English all the time. What about you, Anna?
Well, I practice my Chinese all the time.
Very good. Well, Alex rode trains all the time in Taiwan. They're convenient and fast. How fast are they? Well, I'll tell you right after today's
calendar phrase.
How fast?
How fast? 有多快?
This is a race car. It goes fast.
How fast?
It goes really fast.
How fast?
It goes really, really fast.
How fast?
Watch this.
Wow! That was really fast. How fast?
How fast? 有多快?
That's great! So Alex rode on a really fast train. Have you ever been on the high-speed rail, everyone?
Well, we'll find out more in this next conversation. Let's go there together.
My favorite train trip is along Taiwan's east coast.
Why?
The scenery is beautiful. You see mountains on one side of the train and the ocean on the other.
That does sound beautiful.
I took a train across Canada one time.
That would be a long trip.
It was. It took about 4 days.And sleeping on the train was really fun.
So Alex rides the train in Taiwan all the time. And they have what's called the high-speed railway. That train goes really fast.
That's right. And now he's telling us about his favorite train trip.It's along Taiwan's east coast. The coast is the land that's close to the ocean, and it's beautiful.
You are right. One of the words we learned yesterday is scenery. There is beautiful scenery along the east coast.
That's right. You can see the mountains on one side of the train and the ocean on the other. That's what Alex says.
Yes, he does. And now let's talk more about that sentence pattern with Christina. Here she is.
Alex 说在东部搭火车的时候，你在火车的一边可以看见山，而另一边则是海洋。You see mountains on one side of the train and the ocean on the other. 从这个句子中我们要来学习 one and the other 的表达方式。通常我们要同时描述两件事情时，就可以先说 one, 第一件事是什么，然后再说 the other, 它表示其他的，换句话就是剩下的另外一件事。来看看例子，比如说我现在很为难，有两个人同时需要我的帮忙。One is my sister, and the other is my best friend. 一个是我的妹妹，另一个则是我最好的朋友。或者今年的感恩节，我最想吃的有两样东西。One is the turkey and the other is the pumpkin pie. 这就是 one and the other 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So, on the train on Taiwan's east coast, you see the mountains on one side of the train and the ocean on the other.
I think everyone agrees that sounds beautiful.So it's nice to look at the scenery. I think it's really relaxing.
I agree. And everyone in conversation B thinks it sounds beautiful too. Well, later in the conversation, we learn that Taylor took a train trip across Canada. That's far.
That is far. Canada, that would be many, many days, not just hours. Canada is a very, very big country.
I know. It's bigger than the United States. So how long did it take Taylor's train to get all the way across Canada?
It took about 4 days. Friends, think about that. That is a long time to spend on a train.
That's right. But we have a break coming up, and it's not a long time, so be sure to come back soon. We'll see you then.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from break, friends. Today we're talking about traveling in trains. And we just heard that Taylor took a 4-day train trip across Canada.
Wow, I think I would like to do that one day. I think it would be a lot of fun. Sometimes I want to ride one of those really old trains, you know, that burns coal or something like that. That would be cool.
Yeah, with all the smoke coming out of it. That sounds like fun. Well, friends, we have one more part of today's lesson. Let's go to conversation C together.
Abby, do you like to travel by train?
No, trains are too slow. I like getting to my destination quickly.
I don't. I enjoy a slow trip sometimes. Next summer, I want to take the train down the West Coast.
Have fun.
I will. I don't have to sit in traffic. I can relax and talk to people. That's my kind of vacation.
All right, friends, we're talking about traveling in trains. What about Abby? Does Abby like to travel by train?
No, she doesn't. What? That's crazy. Why doesn't she want to travel by train?
Well, Peter, not everyone likes to travel by train. She thinks that it's too slow. And that's a good point, Abby. Trains can be slow. We talked about that yesterday.
Well, Abby likes to get to her destination quickly. Do you know what that word destination means? Your destination is the place you want to get to.
That's right. If you are traveling to Chicago, then your destination is Chicago. And Abby likes to get to her destination quickly. But what about Rob?
He doesn't like getting to his destination quickly at all. He enjoys slow trips sometimes. And I think that's why he likes traveling by train.
Yeah, he likes to take his time, look out the window, and enjoy the ride. He's even thinking about taking the train down the West Coast next summer. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it does. And Rob likes to take trains for a couple other reasons, too. He doesn't have to sit in traffic. What is traffic?
Traffic is all the cars on the road. If a city is really crowded, you can say the traffic is bad. If traffic is bad, it can take a long time to get to your destination.
That's true, and that's why it's good to take the train. He doesn't have to sit in traffic. He can relax, talk to other people, maybe read a book. That's his kind of vacation.
Wow, and Christina is your kind of teacher. Let's go to her now for some help.
在 Rob 的心目中，其实搭火车出游才是最理想的方式，所以他说 That's my kind of vacation. 这个 one's kind of something 可以用来表达某人心目中理想偏爱的，你也可以灵活的用在你生活中。 比如你个人对某一种音乐形态特别的欣赏，就可以说 That's my kind of music。或者有个女孩子是你心目中的理想型，就可以说 She is my kind of girl。这种说法很帅吧？你也可以试试看哦。
Thanks, Christina. Now, friends, we're out of time, so let's review our key words together. You can say them with us now.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Railway. Railway. A railway runs between the two cities.
East. East.Tom lives on the east side of town.
Coast. Coast. Drive along the coast to see the ocean.
Mountain. Mountain. Those mountains are really high.
Traffic. Traffic. The traffic in this city is bad.All right, friends, those are the keywords. Can you practice them today? And now it's time to watch our conversations one more time. Rob really enjoyed his dinner train trip.
Yes, he told me about it. The food was really good.
Let's go on a trip sometime.
Sure. Alex...Do you like trains?
I do. I rode trains all the time in Taiwan. They're very convenient and fast, too.
How fast?
Well, the high-speed railway trains go 300 kilometers per hour.
Wow! That's fast!
My favorite train trip is along Taiwan's east coast.
Why?
The scenery is beautiful. You see mountains on one side of the train and the ocean on the other.
That does sound beautiful.
I took a train across Canada one time.
That would be a long trip.
It was. It took about 4 days.And sleeping on the train was really fun.
Abby, do you like to travel by train?
No, trains are too slow. I like getting to my destination quickly.
I don't. I enjoy a slow trip sometimes. Next summer, I want to take the train down the west coast.
Have fun!
I will. I don't have to sit in traffic. I can relax and talk to people. That's my kind of vacation.
Hello, Ginger.
Chugga, chugga, chugga. Woo, 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 woo.
How was your train ride?
It was great. Woo, woo.
And how was the food?
Woo, it was great, too. Woo, woo. I love trains. Woo, woo.
Yeah, me too.Trains are convenient.
Yeah, and trains are fast. Woo, woo.
Yeah, and you can enjoy beautiful scenery.
Yeah, you can see mountains. Woo, woo, woo.
And you don't have to sit in traffic.
No, I know, I know. I love trains. Woo, woo.
Hey, Ginger, let's take a long train ride sometime.
Yeah, okay. Woo, woo.
Oh, Ginger, why do you keep doing that?
Doing what?
You know...Woo-woo!
Oh, because it sounds like a train, and it's fun! Woo-woo!
Oh.
Woo-woo!
Yeah, it is kind of fun.
Yeah! Woo-woo!
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 Hey, Mom. I'm going to go out with my friends for just a few minutes.
No, you are not!Not tonight!
But Mom, you never let me do anything fun!
Oh, now, 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 do I hear somebody crying? let me go out with my friends.
Well, Sally's in senior high school, and she needs to focus on her schoolwork.
Okay, calm down. Calm down, everybody. Now, when I was a young person, my friends were...
I went out with my friends all the time in my younger years.
That's right. That's right. Miranda, I went out with my friends all the time in my younger years.
That was a super sentence. I did something all the time in something else. Sally, can you use this super sentence in your own way?
I played all the time in elementary school.
I played all the time in elementary school.
But now I have to work.
Well, that's okay. You did say a super sentence. Miranda, how about you?
Oh, well, here's a good one. I studied all the time in high school.
I studied all the time in high school.
And that's why I went to the best university. And Sally, you can too.
Well, this has been fun. Remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
I have an idea. Sally, you can go out with your friends if Grandpa does your homework for you.
Oh, really?
Of course, dear. You go and have fun.
Thanks, Grandpa.
You're welcome. Now, let's see. Ooh, math homework. I love math. Let's see. 1 + 1 = 11. And let's see. 2 + 2 = 44.
Grandpa, maybe I should stay in and help you.
Okay, suit yourself. 3 + 3 = 11.
No, Grandpa. 3 + 3 = 6.
Friends, we are so happy that you joined us today. Did you learn something new? We hoped that you liked our lesson about travel.
Yeah, it was fun to talk about trains. This was my kind of show today.
Great. Well, I can't wait for the next time I take a train.
That's a good idea. Maybe we can plan a trip together.
I like that idea, Peter. Well, friends, I hope you plan on coming back to join us tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.